So if other devotees are finding faults with us, what do we do? So basically, we shouldn't overvalue those who devalue us. We shouldn't overvalue those who devalue us. Now, of course, we all have faults. And sometimes faults have to be pointed out. But we all need to be encouraged to practice bhakti. Bhakti is voluntary. And if constantly faults are being found, then we lose the inspiration to practice bhakti. So, anybody who is giving correction also needs to give encouragement. Yeah, this is what you're doing is not right. But you can improve. So if somebody is not doing that, then even if their intentions are good, if their execution is not good. So it's like, assuming that we have that fault, it's like they are doing a surgery, but they are doing surgery without doing anesthesia. Sometimes it's just unbearably painful. And sometimes we might just need to keep a distance from them. So if it's our primary, maybe a spiritual mentor or counselor or something like that, if it's happening from them, then we may need to honestly sit down and talk with them and share our heart. We want to improve, but this is becoming too much. Like we see Dhruva had an honest negotiation with Narad Muni. I will do just tolerate this and forget the insult. He said, I can't do this. So, if an ideal if an ideal causes more regret than reform, see, every ideal is meant to reform us, raise us. But if an ideal causes more regret than reform, then we need a more attainable intermediate ideal. So then we have to either get that from that particular authority or to get it from someone else. So we all need to find out those who value us. And so one side is don't overvalue those who devalue you. Accept that criticism, but that criticism we can't stop them from criticizing us. In that sense, accept it. But don't overvalue it. Just keep a distance from them. And you understand that some people, we can never get along with them so well. And they may never appreciate us. Even in bhakti, it can be, sometimes we have a service attitude, and that's important to have a service attitude. But I have a whole seminar on this topic that in devotion, we have to protect ourselves from approval addiction. That means some people are addicted to having other people approve them. But there are some people who may never approve us, no matter what we do. In that case, we need to keep a distance from them. And then we need to value those who value us. Except sometimes when I give classes, there are some devotees who are never appreciative. Now, of course, sometimes they give some constructive feedback. But I know at one place I go, and then one devotee comes from all my classes, and he sits right in the front, and throughout the class he's glaring at me. Then, I have to stop looking at him. If I keep looking at him, I'll be so uncomfortable. I'll be able to speak. So, don't overwhelm that person is part of the audience. If they ask some questions, if they give some feedback, I will try to process it as much as I can. But if I am giving a class, I can't overvalue those who devalue me. But then I look in the audience to see who is responding. Not necessarily everybody has to appreciate the class, but at least they are receptive, they are hearing, they are processing, they want me to speak. Then look at them. So value those who value you, and don't overvalue those who do value you. That way we can move forward in our bhakti. Okay?
Yeah. One last thing in connection to that. We